What's up, world? This is your man, Nick Eden, and I am here with the talk of the town.
I know you're gonna dig this.
Here with the talk of the town.
We take you to the Hometown Martinet in Brooklyn, where Bobby Millett and his orchestra are offering a program
of
dance.
Talk of the town. Here with the talk of the town. Talk of the town.
Episode of Talk of the Town. It's your boy Kevin, and I got my man Alan. What's up, Alan?
What up, y'all? What up?
Man, everything's good, man. We sitting up here holding it down again, man, on the Talk of the Town. The middlemen are in full effect again, baby.
Most definitely. Always.
Most definitely, man. I want to make sure everybody out there that's listening to us live on the internet, or if you guys downloaded this show, man, make sure you tune in this Sunday, man. We're gonna have some special guests on the show, man. You know, some young ladies, man. They got a story to tell, man. I mean, if you got any daughters, sisters, or you know, mothers out there, you know, want to hear these young ladies' stories, make sure you tune in to Talk of the Town. Not Talk of the Town, my bad. Middleman Talk Show. I'm all over the place tonight, man. But make sure you tune in to the Middleman Talk Show this Sunday with our guests. The cast of the Stiletto, you know, man, I'm so slicking right now. But make sure y'all tune in this Sunday, man.
Most definitely.
Yeah. Also, man, Life in My Stilettos. I'm sorry, y'all. I do apologize to the cast. But, yeah, man, y'all make sure y'all tune in and check these young ladies out, man. They got a story to tell, man. I mean, we definitely want to make sure you guys support these young ladies and check out what they're doing. They also have a, you can search them on YouTube. It's Life in My Stilettos reality show. Make sure you check that out, man. We're going to have the cast on the show. But, Al, it's going down this weekend out here.
What's the deal?
The BET Hip Hop Awards is going down in Atlanta, Georgia. So all of you out there that's in the entertainment realm, make sure you come out here to the BET Awards. Check it out. You know what I'm saying? Get into all that festivities and all that good stuff right there. Also, we got the Battle of Bands down in Jackson, Mississippi. Also, the next weekend after that, we got the AC3 Music Conference coming up, dude. I mean, this is a jam-packed little four-week thing here going on, man. It's going to be like a lot of stuff going on, man.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So for everybody that want to check out the AC3 Conference, man, make sure y'all come check that out, man, out here in Atlanta, Georgia. You know what I'm saying? You might want to get your tickets right now, because I'm just telling you, them joints going pretty fast. It's a five-day event. Oh. So, you know what I'm saying, from day one to day number five, it's going to be October the 2nd through the 6th. Right now, man, the tickets are $75, man. If y'all didn't know about this conference, man, and this event that they have, man, it's going down, because, like, the tickets start off at $25, Al, and then each week they get closer to it, the tickets go up.
Oh, yeah. But if you think about it, man, I mean, you're paying $75 for 5 days, though.
Most definitely. That ain't bad.
So
$25 a
day.
But imagine getting all of it for $25 one time.
Right.
One time. Oh. You ain't got to worry about nothing, but this is me right here. It's going down.
Oh, yeah.
So, for all the people out there, man, I'm just letting you know. Say again?
I said they will have to worry about parking.
Yeah. Parking, man, Ryan Martyr is smarter. Get on that train. Get on those buses. You know what I'm saying? Because there's going to be some other stuff going on that same weekend, man. Atlanta is like a conference town, period. I know the week before last they had the Dragon Con. I mean, dude, you see people walking down the street dressed like cartoon characters, wizards, Harry Potter, a whole lot of stuff, man. Crazy.
Right, right, right.
Crazy.
I always found that interesting, man. Like, see people dressed up all day as their favorite characters and stuff. Like, I just wanted this to go just to see. You know, if you see it on TV, you see it on the commercials or pitches and stuff like that. But, like, people really, I mean, they take that stuff to heart. Just like you got these, you know, serious sports fanatics. You got people that are serious about, you know, cartoons and comics.
Mm-hmm. Well, If you're really into it, you know what I'm saying? You got to think about it, man. If you're into it, you're going to spend that bread. If I'm not mistaken, to go to the Dragon Con, that was like, man, what was that? Like $750 for that weekend?
Ain't no way. I'm thinking you about to say like, you know, $150 or something.
Nah, man, it was like $750 for all the access, everything. You know, that's for a couple of people now. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Steal, you know. And, if you got the opportunity to go to something like that and that's your forte, go to it. You know what I'm saying? I just don't do it. I go to the Comic Con, but not the Dragon Con. You know, check out some comic book characters. But, coming up year, man, y'all want to make sure y'all want to support the Southern Entertainment Awards, man. You know, our good friend Gennaro. And DJ Infamous, man. So we want to make sure you guys, if y'all get the opportunity, come out and support the Southern Entertainment Awards show. We are nominated.
And y'all go and vote for us first.
Yes.
Before you come and support. Vote for us first, and then come out and support us. And see nice section in the stands when they say winners of 2014 Radio Personality of the Year, Middleman. We need a whole section to stand up.
Hey, tell them, Al. When we win, you win.
Exactly.
You know, so y'all go out there, vote as many a times that you can for us. Many a time that you can. We want to make sure that we win, because when we win, you win. Shout out to all our family out there that listen, all our friends. Man, you know, I mean, Al, I'm just tripping off all the stuff that's going on out here, man. I mean, dude, it's crazy. As far as all these events, because, you know, a lot of people saying that they really down into the music and all that good stuff, man. But
right.
If you really about what you got to do, you're going to get out here and support these events. You know what I'm saying? The 11th annual Southern Entertainment Awards in conference, man, because, I mean, you get a great amount of information. The date on that, save the date, that's March 28th through the 30th. That's 2014. Y'all make sure y'all go support them brothers, man, because they've been supporting independent artists, man, since we've been knowing them. They ain't the Source Award. They ain't got to have all these big names in there, which they do have big names. I mean, some of the people that's been there and some of the people that performed and they've been honored, Yo Gotti, Nicki Minaj, B.O.B., you know what I'm saying, Angela Blessed, Big Crit, just to name a few. Even Nicki Minaj, I said Nicki Minaj, right? I mean, you gotta think about it, man. They get people all the way from Japan, you know what I'm saying, out in the West Coast, the Midwest. So y'all make sure y'all go support them brothers. And like I said, October the 2nd through the 6th out here in Atlanta, Georgia, the A3C Hip Hop Festival. Y'all make sure y'all come out there. If you're an artist, man, go ahead and get your tickets, get your stuff together. I mean, they got music, film, education on the music business,
all that
type stuff like that. You got style, you got audio for DJing, recording, things of that nature, you know what I'm saying? And you got art, graffiti, the dance, the whole nine, man. So y'all go support these events that we got out here.
Most definitely.
On your mind, man.
Man, what's up for tonight, man? Like, what we gonna do tonight?
All right. Tonight, this conversation right here, man, I got to give a shout out. Because, I mean, when y'all give us ideas out here, man, we want to make sure we support you guys and show you guys that, you know, we do appreciate your input and response through conversation. But tonight, man, this conversation comes from our good friend, again, Mr. Trill, a.k.a. Carlito Jones, a.k.a. Mr. I-Raps. But the show title tonight is Majorly Independent. Tonight we'll be discussing independent artists who present themselves as major artists or try to live the lifestyle of a major artist. Now, why do some of these independent artists feel that they have to present themselves as a major artist? Have you ever noticed a lot of times, man, they can't just come to you and say, hey, man, I do music. Can you support me? Check out what I got going on and take that conversation from there. We're going to get into that tonight. Also, do the labels that a lot of these independent artists or local artists are on put a damper on how independent artists feel, people think about them. Man, it wrote a little wrong right there. But
yeah. do that.
You know what I'm saying? Do they put a damper on how people feel about these guys when they putting the music out? Example, you know what I'm saying? My music isn't good enough, and why people won't buy my album. When they under these independent local labels, you know, a lot of these labels,
a lot of these independent artists get up on them.
Huh?
It's the label of them being called a local or independent artist. Does that put a damper on how people look at them when they ask them, would you want to buy my CD? Would you come and support me at my shows? It's not the label. It's the actual being labeled.
Labeled as. Okay, yeah. Yes. Intern, you fired. All right. Why do some of these artists feel the lifestyle of a major artist is the way to live? A lot of these guys go broke trying to keep up with the Joneses. And why do some of these independent artists feel name dropping will help them by telling people who they know or met? You've been out in the club. You've been out to the independent shows. You've been out to these conferences. Hey, man, I know such and such and such and such and such. And that's supposed to give them the thumbs up. I don't know. I don't know if it really helps. And we're also going to discuss why do some feel as though they have to hide the fact that they have a job. Why you got to hide it, man? You got to pay your bills. If this rapping ain't paying, you want to say, man, if I ain't rapping ain't paying, I'm going to trap it. That's still a job.
Exactly.
Still a job. But these are some of the things we're going to talk about tonight on the Middleman Talk Show. If you're out there listening to us live on the internet or whatever it may be, make sure you go tell a friend to tell a friend we are here tonight. We want to make sure we get you guys into this conversation. And the number to dial is 718-508-9972. 718-508-9972. That is the Middleman Talk Show. Make sure you tell somebody to call in. All our people on Facebook, man, we appreciate your people. Now, Al, before we get into this conversation tonight, man, I want to drop me a little record right here, man. And,
let's do it.
You don't mind, man, if I drop one. I want to give it up to our good man, Felt 5. You know what I'm saying? He got a record, man. We want to support him. You know what I'm saying? Great artist, great producer, engineer, the whole nine, man. If you're an independent artist, man, and you want to get us to play one of your records and get people to hear it, man, make sure you hit us up at wearethemiddleman@gmail.com. That's we, correct spelling, wearethemiddleman@gmail.com. Make sure you hit us up, all right? And this is Felt 5 right here. The record is called Catch Up. So a lot of y'all got to catch up to the Middleman, and I'm going to catch up right now because I'm stumbling and bumbling up in the studio right now. We're going to fix that. Here we go, Felt 5, Catch Up.
This beat is like riding with the roof missing on a Saturday morning on my side of the city making pay. And I got a couple moves that you know I gotta make. And I'm about to get some gas headed to the interstate. Riding with the roof missing, riding with the roof, riding with the roof missing on a Saturday.
You know, sometimes
riding with the roof,
sometimes you just gotta ride
with the roof,
lay your head and all that.
With the roof missing on a Saturday.
Alabama.
Up to my campaign.
It's that summertime flow that was written up in the winter.
Yeah.
Colder than Republicans at a liberal's convention.
Woo.
I'm in the state of the crimson.
Yeah.
Ain't no day that's a given. I'm sitting up in the whip contemplating my next position. My mission is getting digits.
Yeah.
I'm talking seven figures, a couple commas and no's with a plot to remain persistent. I gotta get that greenery so I can keep that greenery and take it to make it so I gotta double my minty leaves. Ha!
I'm riding to some better scenery.
Hey.
Sun is shining heavy, so I need to hit that AC. 85 degrees, 85 be the same speed. Police trying to get me, so I had to slow it down a piece. That's country talk if you didn't get what I said. I'm doing everything that I can to avoid the feds. Cause Jump Street be waiting, trying to get you hemmed up. And I don't even bake them pies, but they still be turned up. Making that effort to shut up my blessing and eating my dreams up like Hannibal Lecter, but I gotta get it. And plus, I admit it, sometimes I did wrong, but I know I'm forgiven. I'm on that country shit like King remembered in time, but I'm on my pharmacist. I gotta spread out my grind. And I said,
my catch up to my campaign.
LGM for president, yeah. Exclusive, not irrelevant. Smoking gas, matching gas, yeah. At the red light, bitch, I'm revving in. Haters all in my rear view, you're too far behind, I can't see you. I'm telling y'all how we do, we keep it jumping harder than free.
Come on,
Northside, my nigga gon' ride all day. Grinding, hustling, getting that money, who said that crime don't pay? I'm chasing them numbers,
chasing them numbers.
Been doing this for summers,
been doing it for summers.
You know we got runners, ballers and stunners, you know we got gunners.
Huh?
This sound like thunder.
This sound like thunder.
When they get the clap and stand in ovation. No lanes be in my clip, wherever the money, that's our location. Rolling, smoking, choking, early moaning, feeling the breeze.
Yeah.
With your main stick in the ride, aka a trick on my sleeve. She don't wanna leave.
She don't wanna leave.
But she gotta go.
She gotta go.
Don't know how y'all do it, but this Alabama, and that's how it goes.
That's how it goes.
Workflow.
Workflow.
Money flow.
Money flow.
So catch up, cause my gas pedal on the flow. Groundhog.
Catch up to my campaign, campaign, catch up to my campaign, okay, now catch up to my campaign.
That was Catch Up to My Campaign, which the relic is called Catch Up by a man, Felt Fire, man. I mean, hey, man, we got to get over Felt, man. Felt, be dropping records, man.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Most definitely, man. You are tuned in to the live show on Blog Talk Radio, man. This is the middleman going down, talk of the town. We're holding it down for our people out here, man. Majorly independent, that's the topic tonight. Now, Al, we may step on some toes tonight because we do know some artists that feel like they majorly independent. Matter of fact, they major. I don't even know they think they independent no more. But it's all good.
Yeah.
It's all good, man. So we're going to jump right into this, man. You ready for this one right here, man? Let's get right into this. And like I said, man, for all the people out there that's listening, man, we would love to hear your opinion tonight, your comments, whatever the case may be, man. We want to hear from you guys. I mean, if you're out there in the trenches, man, you know what it is. Or if our views are wrong or you don't agree with our views, man, we want to hear what you got to say. You know what I'm saying? We want to hear what your thought process is.
Speak your mind.
Get your mind. Speak your mind. Man, the first thing we're going to get into, man, and this is, you know, what it is, man. Why do some independent artists feel they have to present themselves as major artists? Is that a good way to present yourself as an artist to people? Or is that something, should you reserve that to when you're meeting people in the industry? You know, like they say, you know, fake it till you make it, or perception precedes reality.
Well, see, I think that's the thing that that people get misconstrued when they're out there, because especially with people that don't know what goes on behind closed doors, like the typical fan, like they really just don't know what it takes to actually put a record together, go to the studio, record it, mix it, master it, and promote it and all of that.
So,
of course, to them, they're going to think, like, okay, if 2 Chainz is on TV, how come you ain't on TV?
Right.
You know, how come you don't have, you know, necklaces and diamonds and stuff like that? You rap too, you know. So the perception of, you know, that typical fan, it's going to be like that. It's going to make that, sometimes it makes those people that think that way want to present themselves as a major artist to try to get that respect or that level of gratitude that they want from those people.
Right.
So,
I mean, you know, but we do understand that perception sometimes precedes reality. We understand that. But at the same time, how you present yourself, that can either make you or break you. You know, it can either take you to that next level. Because, I mean, if I come to you, man, and I'm dressed down, and, you know, I'm looking, you know, like I don't belong at that particular spot, would you, and you was an industry person, would you talk to me? Would you even entertain my conversation about my records or my music? Now, put yourself in that position.
Yeah, I mean, that's true.
I'm not talking about how you handle it. Some of the things you've seen, how, you know, I mean, just to keep it straight up, you know,
yeah. You
and I, man, we're very approachable. We don't mind. We're people. Mm-hmm. We're people. We're, you know,
right.
We talk to people. We love people. But
right.
You got people in the industry. Now, put yourself in the position of other people we've seen. If I came to you and I got on just my regular T-shirt and some jeans and I'm trying to talk to you about my music and I'm not presenting myself like I'm 2 Chainz, I got these chains, my dress is fly, you know what I'm saying, I got an entourage with me or whatever the case may be, are you more opted to talk to me if you was in that position?
Probably not.
So
is that a bad thing
for these artists to go out here and present themselves in that manner? Now, I ain't talking about getting out here looking like a monkey.
Well, that's the difference. Now, of course, you know, we've been in situations to where we were like that. Like, people, you know, approached us, you know, because we used to work for the magazine, so, you know, people approached us in that manner.
New Power Magazine. Make sure we're going to start saying that from now on so people can know what the hell we're talking about.
Yeah, the New Power Magazine. All right. Like, you know, we had guys that came up to us. You know, they, you know, wasn't professional. You know, they didn't know how to speak, how to present themselves and things like that. And then you had guys that came up just like, you know, how you said, how do things come up with an entourage and all this, you know, for show ethic stuff on or whatever. So, I mean, to a label exec that is looking for somebody that can bring them money, they probably would not, you know, approach that person or give that person the time of day.
Right. I'm just playing it from the standpoint of a devil's advocate because
yeah.
I'm looking at it like, you know, we do tell artists, man, you know what I'm saying, present yourself in the manner of how you are and who you are and what you are. If you're not flashy, don't be flashy. But sometimes, man, perception does precede reality. If you don't
right.
look like you belong, because, I mean, just to say a quick story, I mean, like, you know, our good friend Chuck, man, me and Chuck, you know, since I shaved off my beard, man, folks look at me kind of funny. Like, I know you, but I don't recognize you without that beard almost. You know what I'm saying? And Chuck, the first time I met Chuck, he was like, man, you ain't in the business, whatever, man. You know, wah-da-da-da-da-da. So he started looking at some of the pictures of all the stuff we've done with New Power Man, and he was like, yeah, man, that's you. You look like you belong in that that particular position, you know what I'm saying? Like, you belong in this group of people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
right.
at the same time, if I put myself out there like I'm nothing, people will perceive me to be nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
at the same time, I know that my money, now that's one thing we need to get into as far as presenting yourself as a major artist. If your money can't make that happen, don't fool yourself. Don't go out there with the fake cubic zirconia. You know what I'm saying? A
not
Folex. You know what I'm saying? You got a Folex on and you got on 2 Chainz, one on green.
Right, don't do that to yourself.
Don't do it to yourself, man. Keep it in your own lane. What I mean, you say stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane, exactly. Stay
if you can't afford the new Jordans, don't come out there with them 40s.
Them Pro Wings.
You know them Pro Wings, but they can look like Jordans. Them
right.
Them Shaqs.
Right. Don't do that
to yourself.
You know
what I'm saying? But there's nothing wrong with presenting yourself how and what to the extent of what you are as an artist, man. And let's move on to this next part, man. Do the label of being a local artist or indie artist put a damper on how independent artists feel, people think about them? Now, I know artists, man, and you know artists that do take offense to being called a local artist.
Mm-hmm.
You call them a local artist like calling them the N-word.
Right.
You know You know what I'm saying? Like really, it's very offensive to some people, or the whole local joker. You know that's a terminology that people, you local joker, y'all local rappers. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, in my opinion, I want to hear what you think about this too, man. In my opinion, I think regardless of what and where you are, everybody's local. I don't care where you are. I mean, because if you're not nationally known, you're still local. If I live in, you know, Arizona, and everybody in my area within a 5 mile, a 50 mile radius know about me, I'm local. If everybody in the 250 mile radius know me, I'm still local.
Local.
When you get to the 1,000 mile to 3,000 mile radius, you ain't local no more. So, you know, what do you think about it, man? Do you think that put a damper on a lot, how these guys feel about themselves?
I mean, yeah, it does. Because, for one, I mean, every artist, to an extent, no matter if you're R&B, rap, or whatever, you have an ego to an extent. And that is going to stroke your ego whether or not, you know, you feel that way. Because if you go up to somebody at the gas station, and you pumping gas too, but you got your CDs in the car, your first mindset, okay, do I really want to walk up to this person and see if I want to sell them my CD? Or do I think they're going to buy my CD? Do I think they're going to look at me crazy? If they do buy my CD, will they purchase it for $10 or will they only give me a couple dollars? And then if they do get it for a couple dollars, are they going to listen to my record or is it just going to sit in their car and they're going to use it as a coaster? So all these things are running through a person's mind, you know, at that level when they see somebody and they are a local artist or an independent artist. So, of course, the perception of how people think about you when you're trying to sell them a record or give them a record for free, I mean, they're going to look at you like you're crazy. But,
right. But, I mean, you know, a lot of that is just the mental aspect of it, though, man. Because, I mean, like, everything that you said was a self-conscious, not necessarily insecure, but not... they're not confident. That's a person that's not confident. I mean, if you're confident enough to make those records, why not be confident enough to approach those people and not really worry about what they're saying? Because if you got to eat and your stomach touching your back, you're going to go sell them CDs if they like it or
you
not.
You don't have to.
I mean, dude, you've seen artists, we've seen artists, man, that they don't care about what people think about their music. They want you to explore it. They want you to check it out. They want you to see what it is. So if I'm an independent artist and I'm sitting up here, you know, worrying about, oh, man, they, you know, I sold this CD to him for $2, man. Is he going to take me serious? Now, that's a legitimate worry because, I mean, people put so much value on certain things. You know what I mean? But if I sell you my CD for $2 and it's jamming, you feel like you done robbed me. You should feel like that. That's how you should look at it. You just robbed me. I didn't give you the hottest thing on the street.
But it's so crazy that it has gotten to this point, Kevin, because if we can remember, like, 15 years back, man, when, like, the independent scene, people were actually thriving off selling their music and selling their CDs. I mean, you could go and sell your independent CD for $10, and people are going to give you
$10. Yeah, you're right.
Nowadays, if you come up something, you want to sell a CD for $10, they're going to look at you like you're crazy. But they'll go to iTunes and buy Drake and Wagga Flogga and Chief Keef, you know, but they're going to buy their for like $14.99.
That goes back to perception, right?
Yeah, of course.
There's a perception. So if it goes back to the first question, if I come and present myself as bigger than what I am, you're more opted to spend that $10-$15 with me, right?
I mean, perception is always the key. If you present yourself right, if you got artwork on your CD and, you know, I mean, you're humble about it, I mean, hey, cool, I got you.
Hey, man, our good friend Lil Tony told me a story once before. I don't know if he shared it with you. I think I have, but, you know, he went to a small town in North Mississippi, man, and he pulled up in a limo. He had all his posters, his flyers. It was to a show or it was just a CD, you know, release thing. And when he pulled up, people in that particular town, man, they treated him like a king because that perception of, man, he drove up in a limo, man, he got all these people with him. Man, he got all this entourage and these flyers and all that stuff, and they don't normally get it in that town. They looked at him like, man, he major.
Hey, you talking about somebody that had a plan for that. I mean, that was he sold some CDs off of that. He had to sell some CDs off of that,
but,
man.
Sold a gang of CDs,
that was a good
man,
idea.
And I mean, basically, man, with that situation, man, it created him a fan base. And one of the things that Nick always stressed too, man, it's a difference between getting a consumer and getting a fan. He presented a situation where he gained a fan, not a consumer, because a fan is willing to purchase your music at a later date. A consumer is like, I'm going to buy it right now to get you out of my face.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, those are some of the things a lot of people have to look at, man, because if you got artists out here, man, that, you know, if they got enough confidence, because, I mean, we're talking about majorly independent. You know, a lot of guys don't have the confidence to bring themselves in the light of people like that, man. You know, they're timid. You know, they don't know how to speak to people. I mean, it's crazy, man. You know, at the same time, if people, you know, just take the time and present themselves in the right manner, man, you can get a lot accomplished, man, because, number one, you got to be able to conversate with people. And if you can't do that, you can't get to none of these things that we're talking about, because if you are presenting yourself as a major artist and you're not on that level and people can kind of smell that out, man, they ain't going to take you serious.
Right. So, but I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, with all of that, I mean, like, you gotta understand it too. Like, a lot of local independent artists, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, you gotta have an ego to an extent about what you do. Because if not, how are you actually going to get out there and get your music out there? But then it leads to trying to do shows and get people to come support you at your show. Like, that's the next thing of, okay, how are they going to perceive me at this show? Will they come and, you know, watch me at my show? Will they come and support me at my show? You know, they'll come and support somebody else that is, you know, from their state, but there's, you know, that person is major. But some of the people don't understand that before that person was major, they started off
all the same way.
You're right. You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
So a lot of artists forget that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to start somewhere.
You got to start somewhere. But see, you got to fight through that, man. That's the battle. That's part of the battle right there. If you out there, man, and people are not paying attention to what you're doing, as an artist, you have to make them pay attention. Because, we got a certain style of music out here right now, right? Okay, if it's crunk at that particular time. If you're going with the flow, when crunk goes away, you go away too. But if your thing is outside of that stream of what everybody else is following, you know what I'm saying? Eventually, people will start paying attention to what you're doing, and everybody else that try to jump on your style after the fact, they Joe Come Latelys. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I mean, either way it go, man, you've got to gain the confidence, man, because I know what you're saying as far as being labeled as an independent or local artist, man. It hurts a lot of guys, you know, pride, man. It's really a pride thing. It's really a mental thing, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, but at the same time, every artist that you know, with the exception of people that were picked, hand-picked, are basically local artists.
Right.
You know, because, I mean, you can't even put Outkast even in that same breath, because you never heard of an independent Outkast album, have you?
Yeah.
You know, you can go find an old school Master P.
Oh yeah.
You can go find an old school Mystical. You can go find an old school 666.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Underground albums from even UGK before they even got signed with Jive.
Right.
So everybody started off at one point because, you know, word of mouth. I remember with Dayton family.
Dayton family, they
spread like wildfire all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's part of it, man. But
yep.
Well, what other aspect of this? What other aspect of that do you think we need to explore with that? I mean, just even being a local artist, man.
I mean, even the wave of course, technology now. I mean, everything is on the internet. You know, the way you promote yourself, the way that you're trying to sell your music digital. You know, it's hard for a local independent artist to sell a lot of records, you know, if they don't have the means of getting outside a certain mile radius. It's hard. You know what I'm saying? I mean, but you'll probably be able to sell, I mean, you'll be able to sell some, but I think another thing with that too, amongst the peers that you associate with, let's say that local independent artist has 100 friends. Mm-hmm. Out of those 10, probably 10 to 20 is going to buy the album. The rest of them going to say they're going to buy it, but they never will. And that's another thing as far as having that label of being local or independent, you know, and it makes them feel like they can't get to that next level, because if they can't have the support of the people who claim they support them, how are they going to get, you know what I'm saying, to that point? They can't.
True.
Unless they get outside the box, get outside that mile radius, hit up them small towns, you know, go somewhere where don't nobody know you, and make yourself unique to some type of manner, and push.
Yeah, because, I mean, even the guys in Texas, man, if you recall, a lot of the guys in Texas, man, that, regardless of what you think, Houston is a very large city. Dallas is a very large city. But those guys made people pay attention to what they were doing in those locations.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, either way it go, people can call you what they want to call you. It is what you perceive yourself as being. And I know, you know, you got R&B artists out there, and that road right there is a little bit harder because, you know, you do have to present yourself in a certain way. You do have to present your music in a certain fashion. But, I mean, as a MC or whatever you want to call yourself, rapper, dancer, whatever the case may be, you can't let that stigma of local joker, whatever, you know, whatever you want to call it, man, hold you back from what you need to do as an artist.
Yeah. Because
it's up to you to become something major, or you can just be nothing.
Right. Right.
Let's go ahead and move and transition over to this next part, man. And this right here, it kind of fits in what we were just talking about. You know, why do some artists feel that the lifestyle of a major artist is the way to live? As you know and I know and some of our callers out there that's listening right now, man, they know. When you get on a major label, man, the perception of what the label do to you is the thing, do for you, is the thing that everybody looking for. Mm-hmm. You know, they feel like if I get signed, I'm going to get the house, I'm going to get the car, I'm going to get the boat, I'm going to get the girls, I got the money. But it's still a job.
Yep.
As our good friend Charlie Braxton stresses to people, you're getting a loan to participate in a job. Think about it. That deal is a loan, and you still have to work, which is the job, quote-unquote job, for that label.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Hal, you brought up an interesting point. All the people that we seen sign on Bad Boy, a lot of them had to do what, Hal?
Do intern-type jobs.
Intern jobs. So
work
if
life slave, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy, man. But at the same time, you know, if you want to live that lifestyle of a major artist and you independent, you know, man, you better start budgeting.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I know people that sit up there, man, go to their video shoot, man, and you've seen them. You know, they bringing out all the you know, the big champagne bottles, got all the fine models, got the house, and got all that. But when they leave the video shoot, they driving home in a doggone Yugo.
Mm-hmm. Going back to the apartment, not a house.
What does a major artist lifestyle benefit an independent artist if they don't have the monies? What does that benefit them, Al?
I mean, the thing with some independent artists who think that way, they have to understand that a lot of these major artists don't have that type of lifestyle. They don't live that lifestyle. Only a few of them do. You know, out of 100 major artists that are actually signed, only 5 to 10 are actually living that million-dollar lifestyle. The rest of them are not. they're in debt. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people don't see that. So you can't, you know, put yourself in that particular category as far as, well, if French Montana, you know, won't, you know, all his chains of gold and he riding in the Phantom and, you know, he got a bearskin coat, I'm going to get me one. But you're coming home to an apartment and you still got a car note and you're paying rent. Come on now. It don't make sense. Why are you buying $200-some Versace T-shirts? Why? When your light bill is due.
True that. Now, that right there, I feel you, but we got some artists, man. They're not living the 9-to-5 lifestyle, if you know what I mean. They getting it how they get it. You know what I'm saying? They can spend $1,000. I mean, what about the guys that they have not limited, you know, they don't have limited money, but they got limitless money, almost to a certain degree, because of the lifestyle that they live. And, you know, the lifestyle that they live is not working. It's hustling. Now, is it beneficial for them? You know, even the ones that get backed by those type guys.
But they have that mentality already because of the people they associate with in that particular game. You know, they looked up to them as far as being, you know, the stars. So what do you think they're going to do? They're going to do the same thing they're going to do. They're going to get the cars with the rims, get the jewelry, you know, all the liquor, the clothes, and all that, too, just to fit in with them. You know, I mean, in my lifetime, I've never met a smart dope dealer that had a 9-to-5 job.
True that.
Actually, was a teacher or was a lawyer and never got caught. All the ones I seen, they standing on the block, you know, every day. And then when they out the game, went to jail for a couple of years, where they at? Back on the block. Why? It don't make sense. It's the same thing as far as if you being an independent artist trying to live outside your means or live a lifestyle that is not meant for you, what's going to happen? You're going to be back at square one again.
But I'm just tripping off the fact that some of these dope boys, man, you know, they do have the money to put a lot of capital behind their music, especially the ones that rap, man. They can put the money behind their career if they want to.
If they want to.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, the average guy that's working a 9-to-5, man, you know, trying to live that lifestyle, man, it can actually hurt their progression as an artist because their money's getting tied up with trying to keep up with the newest fashion, the newest phone, the newest technology, the latest car, the biggest, you know, the biggest stature in the community or whatever the case you want to call it. So, I mean, I can't see any benefits of that. But, hey, man, do what you do. Now, we can transition, and the phone lines are open. If you have a comment about anything we said tonight, we're just openly conversating about the independent artists out there that's, you know, got the major mentality, but they still independent. Some of them, it works for them. Some of them, it don't. I mean, you got to, you know, realize where you are at in life. That's basically what we're talking about tonight. But why do some independent artists feel, though, as name dropping will help them by telling people who they know or met? Now, y'all know y'all done ran across somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody that knew somebody that knows somebody that they knew somebody. I mean, just dropping names like they, I ain't going to say snitching, but they dropping names like bombs, like boom, boom, boom. What is that all about? Does that really help you? Does that enhance who you are as an artist?
I mean, to some people, yes, they feel that way, and yes, it can. Because, like how we had on the show as far as with the networking show, if you do know somebody who has a resource or whatever, that particular person may need to use that person as a resource, and then you got your little triangle effect.
True.
But, so a person like me, you know what I'm saying? I can care less if you know. You know what I'm saying? Because I got the same connection you do. You know what I'm saying? So don't come at me talking about you know Diddy when Diddy may know you in a picture because he took a picture with you, but you don't know Diddy. Like, don't do me like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can care less because, for one, obviously, if you know Diddy, that means Diddy should have found some type of value in you and put you where you need to be.
Let's keep it straight, punk. It goes beyond the pictures. it goes beyond you dropping a name, because 9 out of 10 times, if you're dropping a name and somebody call you out on it, because if the wrong or the right person hears, what they gonna do? They gonna make a couple phone calls. Hey, do you know such and such?
Right.
It's like the situation with Dave Hollister and Nick. Remember the guy came to Nick and said he managed Dave Hollister? He could have busted that dude balls right there and said, hey, man, I'm going to call Dave right quick and see who you are, because I'm not familiar with you.
Completely. Completely.
So sometimes name dropping can be a cool situation, or it could be a disaster for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but sometimes you got people that go all the way out, man. I mean, they just drop names, but there's no fruit to it. It bears no fruit.
Right.
And what I mean by that is, all right, I know such and such, and you try, like, say, if I'm an artist and I'm trying to do something, you're like, hey, man, I know such and such, man, they can, you know, help you get your music over there. And when I look for something to come out of that, 5 months later, hey, man, what's up with such and such? Yeah, man, I'm going to get back with you on that. Is that a good book?
Right. Right.
Is that what's really popping in the street?
Right, because we can probably count how many times that has possibly happened to somebody. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it happens a lot. You know.
Now, don't get me wrong, man. I understand relationships change. You know, people deal with certain people at a certain extent for, like we stressed on the show, you know, people in your lifestyle, in your life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. Some people that's in your life for that short moment in time, man, you might not have that longevity with that relationship. It could be just a working relationship or, you know, a pass-by relationship. I know you, you know me, we know the same person, but it's not that much in depth. Be honest with your relationship. If you're going to drop a name, be honest with, hey, man, I know his cousin, uncle, brother, sister, uncle, you know what I'm saying? That's who I know. Or, you know what I'm saying, I see him pass by me every day on the highway and I wave. Keep him strict 100. But as you said, Al, that connection of name dropping, and you do know them, it can create an opportunity for you to network with those people also. And to me, I mean, networking is the key to everything, yo. For real.
Right.
You can't network, you ain't doing nothing.
Right.
Now, this last one that we're going to get into, and we, you know, like I said, the phone lines are open. If you got any comments out there, man, we would like to hear from you guys tonight. That number is 718-508-9972. Press the number 1. If you're on the phone lines, all the people that we got on the phone lines right now, if you would like to make a comment, just press number 1. And we can go ahead and bring you in and get your comment. But, man, this is like the biggest taboo if you're an independent artist. This is the biggest thing that, I mean, man, guys feel like you talked about their mama when they find out this right here. Like you talked about their kids, and they really kill you that you found out about this right here. Why do some artists feel as though they have to hide the fact that they have a 9-to-5, a job? Why do they feel like, man, I can't tell nobody I work, or it's an embarrassment to my career that I work? A good friend of mine, Mr. Trill, shout out to you, man. In the conversation, he was like, people feel like if you pursuing music, and if I'm wrong, y'all call me on this one. If I'm wrong, do you have to sit up here and work a 9? Do you have to pursue music 24/7 for people to think that you legitimate? Do you? And I see we do have a caller right here. Let's go ahead and bring this call in right here.
All
right. Caller 903, y'all live with the middleman. What's your thought on that?
What's going on, guys, man? It's Business out of Dallas, Texas, man.
What's up, Biz? What's going on, man? Appreciate the support, baby.
Man, just chilling. I think, man, artists that try to hide their 9-to-5 is like a certain image that they are trying to portray, you know, and they don't want the world to know that they really, you know, clocking in every day. They want, you know, because a lot of them are rapping about, I'm selling big dope, I'm doing this, doing that, I'm stunting hard, you know, but
you work at
Walmart, you know, and me personally, I'm a independent artist myself,
right.
And you know, I talk about actually going to work, you know, me and my partner, we actually, you know, we got a couple of songs saying, you know, talking about how we go to work and how we come in the studio and we kill tracks, you know.
Right.
But that's just right. That's just the kind of music we do. But most of the time, artists, they have an image that they're trying to uphold, and it's going to catch up with them. You know, it's just like that thing in 8 Mile when, you know, Eminem was bringing the truth out about all the whole group, you know. It's that kind of thing. So, it's all about image.
Hey, the biggest one that we've just had recently, Rick Ross. Nothing wrong with you being a security guard, man, or a CEO.
Yeah, everybody know Rick Ross wasn't selling big dope like that.
You know what I'm saying?
You know?
It ain't nothing wrong with you washing dishes back in the day.
Right.
Nothing wrong with that. You supporting your family. But like you said, I do agree with you, man, where they have to keep a certain image. They have to keep that whole thought process of them being what people think they are.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like you said, I'm selling weight. Nah, I can't do that. Me personally, man, if I got a job and I know, matter of fact, let's keep this crazy. Let's be real. A lot of these artists that ain't got no job, what they do, man? They sit up there and bum off people all the damn time.
Right.
But then they look at you like, oh, you ain't nothing because you working 9 to 5. But, you know, you got lights over your head. You got a roof over your head. You know, you got food in your refrigerator. But they sleeping on somebody else's couch talking about their album dropping in 2 weeks.
Right.
What sense does that make?
It makes none, but like I say, it all goes back down to image and the image they're trying to portray, and all that's gonna catch up with them in the end. So I feel like if any artists out there listening and they are doing this, just be yourself, man, you know, and let your music speak for it, you know. At the end of the day, once you come out with good music, the world will recognize it, you know, and That's
mm-hmm.
what we're trying to do over here at Steel Mag, not trying to get off on something else. But tomorrow at 9 o'clock on YouTube, if anybody's out there listening, got a video coming out called Buckle Up. It'll be premiering at 9 o'clock on YouTube, and it also will be on ReverbNation.com/Steel Mag. That's Buckle Up on YouTube at 9 o'clock and ReverbNation.com/Steel Mag.
Shoot that record over so we can play that, man.
I will.
Make sure we get that record so people can hear the record. Y'all make sure y'all go to YouTube and support that video, support Steel Mag. I mean, all the independent artists out there, man, you know, we definitely want to show you guys love. I mean, dude, this is just conversation. Y'all know y'all talk about this stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like I said,
yep.
There's nothing wrong with having a job. There's nothing wrong with believing in yourself. Don't ever let nobody hold you back from what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? But there are ways of going about doing it, man. Now, I've seen artists, where they didn't have a job, they stuck it out, and things happened for them. But that's just like getting in the NBA. There's only 700 positions in the NBA. Now, you think about what I just said. How many major artists are there on the radio right now? How many top songs they play per day? Think about it.
Right. Five songs, 15 times a day for 3 months.
3 months. The same record.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you want to fit into that slot. A lot of times, man, like we said, that 50-mile radius, that 100-mile radius, that 500-mile radius. If you're known within that radius, man, do you. You can make bread like that. That's money. That's majorly independent. You don't have to worry about the whole local stigma that people try to give you. You don't have to worry about trying to front with the lifestyle, and I'm on the lifestyle of rich and famous, knowing that ain't your CeeLo.
Right.
Straight 100 with your people. What you thinking, man?
Hey. People gotta understand, man, like, you know, the true essence of life is we're here to work, eat, and replenish. So if you got you a 9 to 5, work your 9 to 5 and still do music, man. You can do both of them at the same time.
Music is basically a hobby until it pay you, right?
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't making enough money to pay all your bills and have extra money in the bank, get you a job completely. You know what I'm saying? Because your parents are only going to do so much. You know what I'm saying? Your boys are only going to help you out so many times. And if you're staying with your girl, she only going to let you do it to a certain amount of time before she kick you out. Okay, you got to get you a job. You know what I'm saying?
Most definitely, man. That is real talk right there, Al. You be sitting on the side of your neck outside your house wondering what happened.
Man, look.
But
man.
I'm a rapper.
Man, I had me a job all through high school, college. I mean, I have a professional job now, but I still do music, man. You know what I'm saying? Do this. You know? I mean, it's just you do it because you love it. You know what I'm saying? If it pop off, it pop off. If it don't, I mean, hey, still do it, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't let that kill your dream. A lot of people make it. Just don't make it, man.
And that's true, Al. Don't stop. As Puffy said, we won't stop.
Man,
hey, man, I'm just saying, man, you know, if you listen to this show long enough, you guys know, man, that we definitely support independent artists, man. You know, I think it's just the thought process, like Biz said, the image, you know, but we over here trying to ruin, as Digital Underground once said, we're going to try to ruin the style and the image that you used to, because you ain't got to follow. If everybody going downstream, shit, I just said a bad word. If everybody going downstream, go upstream.
Yeah.
Do you, man. Eventually, everybody going to say, man, that cat going a different way, man. I might want to try that, see what's going on with that.
Hmm.
Well, shout out to our co-host, man, Nick Eaton. Shout out to Jen. To everybody that's listening right now, man, make sure you tune in with us this Sunday. We're going to have Life in My Stilettos, the cast members of the reality show Life in My Stilettos. You see, I be saying stilettos, man, stilettos. What the world is that?
Stilettos is not a word for a guy to say anyway. So
no, man, it's just so awkward saying.
Out your mouth, man. Yeah. High heels. Women in
high heels. Yeah. But y'all check that out. We're gonna have the cast on. We're gonna talk about it. We also, if you're on our Facebook page, make sure you go. We have a clip of theirs. Not a clip. We actually got the first episode. It's an independent reality show. So we want to make sure you guys support them, giving them positive energy, positive love, man. Because these young ladies, man, they are so transparent. It is, I mean, man, I respect it, man. I'm just saying. And to all the independent artists out there, just like we told our man Business, man, y'all send us a record to wearethemiddlemen@gmail.com. Make sure it's clean now. We don't play any cussing over here. Just, you know, because you never know, man. Somebody might get this show and be playing it in their barbershop. We want the kids to be able to hear your music. So make sure it's clean. If you need editing done, hit us up, man. We got prices for you if you need it to be cleaned up. You know what I'm saying? If you need it to be mastered, hit us up at wearethemiddleman@gmail.com. We can get that done for you. Also, Middleman Films, you know, if you're in the Mississippi area, we got people on out there that can get you right. It's going to cost you. But we're going to get you right.
Most definitely. Yeah, shout out to everybody who tuned into the show today. Shout out to Felt 5 for that classic joint he sent us, man, that we played earlier today on the show. Shout out to my boy Southside out there, you know, still working, man. Hey, South is an example of a hard-working independent artist.
Most definitely. Majorly independent.
Yeah, majorly independent, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to South, man. Shout out to Cadillac Dunn and Jay Money, man, reuniting, you know, working together again, back in the lab, you know, UGR, shout out to all them guys, you know what I'm saying?
Most definitely. Cam, man, I'm appreciating what them guys doing.
Most definitely, man.
We need to bring Cam on, man, let them know what's going on, man. And shout out to Tito Lopez, man. I just sat down and listened to this doggone You mixtape, man. Crazy. You ain't got it, go on that pill.
You
got to
go get it.
You got to go get it. That You is serious, man. Serious record. Well, man, we had another great episode, Majorly Independent, man. We talked about, you know, if you're independent out there, man, stay in your lane. Do what you do. Be who you are. Don't fake the funk. Don't fake it, man. Keep it straight 100 with your people, you know, and that energy will come back to you, man. So if you're out there, you're independent, man, make sure you keep it real with your people, man. So this Sunday, 6 p.m. Eastern, make sure y'all tune in. Tell a friend and tell a friend. It's going down, Life in My High Heels Stilettos. I'm going to say it out. We're going to have the cast on, man. So y'all make sure y'all come and support them young ladies with some good questions, positive energy. And it is going down. Appreciate you. Talk of the Town. We out.
Yeah. Felt 5. Middlemen. Yeah.
Talk of the Town.
Felt 5. Oh, follow me at Felt 5 on Twitter.
Yeah.
It's the talk of the town, man. It's so ill. We talking real news in the music business here. State your opinion in the chat or you can call in. Hey, they be going in. Yeah, they be going in on them gas in the industry. Doing more things most cats don't see. Keep your ears to the ground and you will see. Most things ain't what they appear to be. Cut to the chase in the real McCoy. Telling you that they ain't gonna toy around with no issue. Shedding light on dark signals. Yes, and now they own Live. 8 p.m. is where you should plan to be on Thursday night. This is a PSA from the One Felt Vibe. Talk of the town and the show is going live. Yeah. Yeah.
One more cat come to me with that crazy mess about I can put you on, and I'm gonna drop kick him in the back of the neck, slap him upside the head with some cow.
I
like what y'all doing, man. I can put y'all on. Y'all so dope, man. I can do this. Nah, man. Go on now. We've been doing this going on 4 years. Where was you when we started?
Right. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Come on, son. Shout out to everybody that support us, man. One love to all those that hate us. One love to all those that don't want to support us.
Most definitely.
You know what? Truth be power to the tongue. You will see us. And we will be everywhere before you know it. We're going to stay consistent. We ain't giving up. We ain't stopping. To all of that won't, hey, to all of that want us to stop, y'all, they ain't doing nothing. They suck. Blah blah blah. Guess what? We ain't going nowhere. We right here. God give us breath and energy. We right here. Even when we stop, guess what? We still right here. Press that play button again. We right here.
Yep.
We right here.
We out, man.
We out.
I'm hungry.